It's BBC Radio York, 12 minutes past four. I can't help feel that we've been here before. But today, Transport Secretary Grant Shapps has announced the long-awaited improvements to rail services in the north are set to get a £589 million kickstart. Most, it seems, to be going on electrifying the line between Manchester and Leeds. And I say we've been here before because back in 2011, something similar was promised, and then a modified £2.9 billion scheme was confirmed in 2019. A new body to speed up transport investment across the north is also being set up. The Department of Transport says, with the minister, the minister saying, people in the north rightly expect action, progress and ambition. Well, we can hear now from the chair of Rail Future, the Yorkshire branch. It's Nina Smith. And Nina, I can't help but... I'm looking at your website now and it says a powerhouse to be effective has to be connected up and switched on. Are we getting there, do you think, with this announcement?
Well, I think we've probably started on the journey. As you said, I mean, the sort of plans have been in the air for several years, and indeed it was in the 2015 Conservative manifesto and in the 2018 manifesto, and a sum of just under £3 billion has been allocated to it. So today we've heard that there is actually going to be £589 million spent. What we haven't actually been told is the detail. We've been told that there will be some foretracking, that there will be some electrification, but clearly when you're only announcing 20% of the cost of a scheme, you're only going to get a certain amount of it done. So one of the things we'd like to know, one, is how that £589 million is going to be spent, when's it going to be spent, what are we getting for it, and crucially, what about the other 80% of the money that's needed for this? When's that going to be announced? My fear is that whereas I think Grant Shapps is very committed to doing this and wants to get it done quickly, I think the Treasury is sort of saying, whoa, we can't go very fast, you know, we'll give you a fifth of what you want for the moment. So I know Shapps is hoping that he'll be able to announce the rest in December, and we'll have to wait and see. But this is crucial. That railway line needs electrifying right the way through. It needs capacity, maximum capacity upgrade. And of course, electrification is important, not just because it's better for passengers and it's quieter, but, you know, we have a commitment, a legal commitment for zero carbon by 2050 as part of trying to stop the pellet burning up. And electrification of the railways is one of the key things that's got to be done to achieve that zero carbon agenda.
Well, they're promising it between Manchester and Leeds, and indeed doubling the tracks from 2 to 4 to increase capacity. Is that going to cut it?
It's, as I say, it's part of it. I mean, what I haven't seen yet, I mean, unless you've seen something that I haven't seen yet, is how much is going to be electrified on this particular £589 million. I mean, is it going to pay for electrifying the whole route between Manchester and Leeds? I doubt it, and particularly the foretracking will probably take place between Huddersfield and Dewsbury, but I haven't seen that confirmed. But, I mean, both are absolutely essential, you know, if we're to get more capacity in the railway. And we need to get freight across the Pennines. There's no decent freight route across the Pennines that'll take the large size containers called W12, which is becoming increasingly the standard for the industry. So we need the route upgraded so it can take those W12 containers as well.
And I'm assuming
lorries off the road.
Well, indeed, and people would say here to that. I'm assuming the problem about electrifying this line is all the tunnels that you would have to. I don't know. Would you have to reroute the entire line? And of course, you've now bought all these diesel electric trains because that was considered too expensive an option.
Well, I think there's two points there. I mean, one is, you know, is the cost of electrifying through the tunnels. There's two ways to do that. I mean, the cheaper option is that you run electric trains that have a fairly small battery on them, but which is long enough to sort of power them through the tunnels, and that battery would be sort of regenerated by the electricity when the train's running. obviously a more expensive option is that, you know, you do put the wires through the tunnels and whatever engineering challenges. I'm not an engineer, so I'm not quite sure of the challenges of that, but clearly there are some. Now, sorry, what was the second point you...
I think the other one was they've invested in these sort of bio trains.
Yeah, the new train. Yeah. Well, the trains can go elsewhere. I mean, they've got these new trains, but I mean, the ones that they're running on the Trans-Pennine route, there's two types. There's the one going to Scarborough, which are pulled by a diesel locomotive. So with those, you simply put an electric motor on the front instead of a diesel. Although that, of course, means electrifying all the way to Scarborough as well. So maybe you have a bi-mode until they get the electrification to Scarborough done, which is obviously a bit further down the line. In terms of the diesel units, which are running up to Newcastle and Edinburgh, I guess you cascade them somewhere else. Mm. I mean, the Southern Trans-Pennine route that runs along the Hope Valley to Sheffield and off into North Lincolnshire, that would be a good place for them. And the Settle and Carlisle line, which desperately needs decent rolling stock.
Yeah, and you could flog that as a tourist route as well.
Absolutely. So, I mean, it would do wonders. I'm sure Northern would love to get hold of those in due course and be able to run attract a lot of tourists onto the line in a few years' time.
Now, the Mayor of Greater Manchester, Andy Burnham, has welcomed today's announcement from Grant Shapps as a welcome sign of intent. Are you as positive about it? And what will it mean for North Yorkshire Rail passengers?
Oh, well, there's two questions there again. I mean, in terms of a welcome sign of intent, yes, I would agree with him. As I said, I mean, it is a commitment to spend 20% of the money, so it's a start, and that's very welcome. And as I said, I mean, the impression I'm getting from Grant Shapps is that he is actually really committed to this. I think he's having a battle with the Treasury, and it's one that he's got to win. And of course, the Chancellor of the Exchequer is a North Yorkshire MP, so if he's listening to this, or at least if his agent is listening to him, I hope the message will get to Rishi Sunak that, release the rest of that £3 billion, make sure the whole route is electrified right the way through, from Liverpool to York, and obviously then further north initially, and electrify from Leeds to Hull, and electrify from York to Scarborough. So how will people in North Yorkshire benefit? I suppose it depends how many trains they stop at York and Northallerton and Thirst, doesn't it? In terms of other places in North Yorkshire, well, Ripon could do with the railway being restored. I mean, if you could restore the railway from Harrogate to Ripon and Thirsken to the East Coast Main Line, that would do wonders for the city of Ripon. So and in terms of the other part of North Yorkshire, Skipton area, the Skipton to Cone line, that desperately needs reopening. That sort of is a high priority reopening. But, they've been campaigning for that for 20 years. And when's it going to happen? And also, what about Wetherby? Wetherby, I know it's in Leeds, but it's nearly in North Yorkshire. That needs probably not heavy rail. I suspect, when Leeds gets the tram system it definitely needs, you can extend that out to Wetherby. That would make a lot of sense.
It could be an exciting golden age for railway if some of this comes off. It could see the resurgence of rail travel.
Well, we desperately need it because, as I say, we've got to get to net zero carbon emissions by 2050. Rail is by far the most efficient means of powered transport in terms of carbon emissions. Transport accounts for, I think it's something like a quarter of all carbon emissions in this country. In fact, it might be higher than that. But, rail is only something like 2 or 3% because it's a highly efficient way of moving people in bulk, both long distances and commuter lines.
Well, you sold it to me, Nina. I've just it'd be interesting to see if as you say to the Chancellor of the Exchequer, show us the money. I think is the
absolutely
message.
Absolutely, come on, Rishi. Where's the cash?
Nina, good talking to you. Thank you very much for your time today. Appreciate it. Nina Smith, there, Chair of Rail Future Yorkshire Branch.